9 minutes after 8 o'clock here on your Friday morning. Time for a Kicks morning chat. And joining us, of course, since it's Friday, from the Caldwell Chamber, Mr. Brian Moore. Good morning, my friend.
I'm glad you saved my seat for me.
Absolutely. I was thinking about giving it away, but I was like, I can't do that to Brian.
We got a good guest here. He might want to just fill in for me every Friday.
There you go.
I'm looking out the Kicks forecast window, and I see blue skies and sunshine, and it just looks like a good Chamber of Commerce weather week.
Oh, yes.
Coming up.
Yeah, well, we'll take it. It's looking better.
The word's getting out. I was at an event yesterday for Caldwell County Economic Development. They had their annual award ceremony, and Ashley Bullock from the podium said, and I called Brian Moore to make sure we would have a Chamber of Commerce weather day for our event.
So there you go.
It works out. I guess I've got some pull somewhere along the way to help the weather look good. I think you're really the one that has the pull, because you really let us know if it's good or bad. I just get the stamp of approval on it.
That's right. As long as we get that stamp of approval, all is well.
That's right. Exactly. So as I mentioned, having a guest in the studio is what we do, and strengthening local business for the Chamber of Commerce here in Caldwell County is critically important for us. And I've got a lot of new things getting ready to launch April 1st, and they are not related to April Fool's Day. They are not jokes. Helping local business is not a joke for us. It's a serious business opportunity. And we'll have some more news coming out about that next week with our Facebook group and how we promote our members, and a new member-to-member discount program, which is getting ready to launch. So we'll have more details on that. But today, we've got our friends from Hopscotch here with us. And I have John Usher.
Good morning. I didn't mess it up, John.
John Usher is in the studio with us here. So, John, tell us a little bit about yourself and and Hopscotch and what you guys got going on.
Well, good morning to both of you, and thanks for the opportunity to come out here and talk about Hopscotch Healthcare.
Absolutely.
As Brian said, my name is John Usher. I'm a registered nurse, and I have the fortunate job of being the outreach leader for Hopscotch Healthcare here in Hudson. Well, in Hudson. We're not in Hudson now. And I get the opportunity to go out and kind of spread the gospel. Yes. I get to go out and talk to the community about what we do at Hopscotch, which is essentially we care for patients that are 65 and over. We spend more time with these patients. Unfortunately, in the rural parts of this country, we are woefully underserved when it comes to healthcare. So it's difficult for people to find a doctor. And when they do find a doctor, a lot of times they're just kind of run through like cattle because they are a fee-for-service business model. The more patients they see, the more revenue they make. Consequently, you get 8 minutes with your provider and on you go. The downside of that is a lot of times your problem list might have eight things on it. They have time to deal with one, maybe two, and those other things fester and cook and get worse. And that can lead to hospitalizations, ER visits, just being generally unhealthy and unhappy.
Yeah.
The fee-for-service model requires providers carry a panel of patients of about 2,000 patients. Well, at Hopscotch, our providers carry a load of about 500.
Wow. Okay.
So it's much easier for them to spend good quality time. Mm-hmm. Our staff is not as stressed out. Yeah. If you call the clinic, Robin's going to answer the phone, typically within three rings.
That's great.
So if you're like me, when you call your doctor's office, you usually have to press a series of buttons.
Yes.
You know, for English, press one. If you're a current patient, press two, et cetera. And then usually the message says, we'll call you back. And you may or may not get a call back. And usually you're calling your doctor because something's wrong.
True.
Right.
Well, like I said earlier, Robin's going to answer the phone when you call our clinic. And if you need to be seen that day, we will see you that day.
That's
we
amazing.
Block appointment times. And again, it just makes sense. Mm-hmm. You're calling us because you got a problem.
Yeah.
And the key becomes, let's identify that problem upstream while it's small and we can take care of it. That's a huge, huge difference.
Yeah. You know, the things I love about your business model and how you guys operate, and when you first came to town, I'm like, what's this all about, right? And the more I learned that it's primary care, it wasn't another urgent care coming to town, which we have plenty of those opportunities to serve people for urgent needs. But the love of this is the primary care physicians that are going to help people through this process. And the age group is so important, that 65 plus age group.
Yep.
And I have family members that fall into that. We were just talking about that earlier, about how we can help. And the fact that John's an RN, the fact that John's saying, let me come to your wife's aunt's home and see if I can visit with her. That's a really nice extra level of service, because you guys bring them in to the facility. You have great events that get people out of their house.
We do.
Educational events, fun events that you guys do. And I believe, John, you might have something coming up on April 2nd, right? So we're getting a day past that April Fool's Day with a big event that you guys have going on. I think it's an open house, am I right?
It is. Great segue. Yes, we have an open house at our Hudson Clinic, which is at 3060 Hickory Boulevard in Hudson. It's from noon to 2, and you'd have the opportunity to meet our providers, Dr. Mel Daly and Cindy Bortz, who's a nurse practitioner, as well as the rest of the staff. You can walk around, get familiar with the clinic. I think if you go there, you would see that it's a very bright, open, it feels like you're in a health club.
Yeah.
It just has a different feel than
it
a doctor's office. It really
yep.
is. So yes, we do have that open house coming up.
Yeah,
so
that's a nice little spot for visual perspective for people to understand. It's in the parking lot of the Food Lion, across the street from Wendy's.
Yep.
But right behind the Walgreens and next to the Caldwell Community College Technical Institute Center for Advancement Technologies. And Dr. Porch, if you're listening, I'm sorry if I butchered the name of that facility, but everyone pretty much understands where that's at in Hudson there, right off of 321.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's great branding and a great organization, and really, quite frankly, a great heart. I've met your CEO when you did your opening, originally your ribbon cutting. Just had a nice conversation with him, and then he and I had a follow-up conversation afterwards just about the care and heart that you guys have for our community and helping people. So it's great to have Hopscotch in our community as well.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to share? How people can get a hold of you specifically?
Yeah, if you would like to schedule an appointment, you can call 828-579-4725.
Okay.
You can also visit hellohopscotch.com. And click on the link, Become a Patient.
Nice.
And that will initiate that process.
That's fantastic.
Great. Yeah, making it easy for folks to come and be part of this. And it sounds like a great place for older folks around the community. You know, spending that time, that's the biggest, you know, thing. I know I have that, you know, frustration where you get in, boom, 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 and next thing you know, you're out the door. And being able to spend time with them, that's really important. And to make sure they're getting the care that they need. So that is great.
Yes.
I love that. All right. Well, John, thank you for coming in. And hopefully,
thank you, John. You're very welcome.
Yeah, folks will reach out and become part of the Hopscotch family and get the care that they need because it's super important.
It really is. Thank you, John.
Thanks again. Have a great day.
Brian, always good to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
Lots of great things going on with the Chamber. I encourage folks in business, if they haven't signed up for these newsletters or become a member yet, definitely reach out, stop in, and be part of that.
It's a simple process and open extended opportunity for anyone that's listening. If you're in business or a nonprofit and you'd like to come by and visit us at the Chamber every Thursday morning, we have an open house basically that says, hey, let's network and get together with people. We have between 30 and 50 people every Thursday at 8. Free coffee. Come visit and network and grow your business.
That's what it's all about.
Strengthening
local business. Well, you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, sir.
We'll meet up again next week.
All right, bye.
All right, there's Brian Moore from the Caldwell Chamber, along with John Usher from Hopscotch. So thanks for tuning in and joining us for our Kicks Morning Chat this morning.